weatherapp.com radar indicating moderate to heavy rainfall really along the Lyon, Coffee, Lyon, Osage County lines and moving to the east at about 30 miles per hour. Also tracking redevelopment of thunderstorms in Marion County moving our way as well. News Today is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call First Choice Plumbing, 620-208-6505.
Plumbing problems can happen at any time, even when you're on vacation. Don't let a plumbing issue keep you from your summer activities. The team at First Choice Plumbing reminds you to address your slow-draining sinks, running toilets, and faulty fixtures before they become a bigger problem. Call and schedule a time that fits your schedule and safeguard your home's plumbing. Contact the team at First Choice Plumbing, 620-208-6505. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice.
The Emporia Farmers Market.
Is everything in place?
Twice a week. Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings in the parking lot at 7th and Merchant.
Go.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Grown, live, and local. Don't miss the On Air Chat with Steve Souter and Aaron Harder. Wednesdays at 10:06 on 14 KVOE and 96.9 FM. Live and local. KVOE News. Live and local.
KVOE News Time, 7:15. Right now we've got cloud cover here at the KVOE studios, but rain nearby, 71 degrees. 4/10 of an inch of rain here at the KVOE studios, just over 0.5 inch at the Emporia Municipal Airport, and 3 inches in Council Grove from the activity last night and this morning. If you do have rain totals, message the Blue Stem Farm and Ranch text line, 620-342-5863, and add your total to our growing list. Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness has been into a capital campaign, and it recently received a 7-digit boost. We're pleased to be joined right now by Crosswinds CEO Amanda Cunningham as our 7:05 newscast continues.
Amanda, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. You have to be pleased here with what the Jones Testamentary Trust finalized here as announced here just yesterday.
We are thrilled. It is wonderful news, and we are just incredibly thankful for our partnership with the Jones Testamentary. And, yeah, just really no words for it. It's just great.
Well, it was more than $2.5 million. This grant is headed to Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Yeah, that, Amanda, is significant. And I know there's plenty to kind of work out, but do you have specifics earmarked for this?
We definitely do. So, you know, we've been talking with you both and about the purchase of the Chi Omega house, and we have another building we'd like to purchase, and so these funds are directly going to help us with that project of getting both those buildings and the renovations they need to acquire all of our staff getting moved into them.
And the way it sounds, according to the news release here, Amanda, this is it's part of a new setup here for mental health services in Emporia and quite possibly the full coverage area for you for Crosswinds. But it sounds like this is an adaptation and an adjustment to mental health services and mental health care as a whole.
Yeah, it's kind of all getting wrapped up together for sure. So what we know currently is, you know, we operate out of 6 different buildings in Emporia just for operations, and that doesn't include our residential home and crisis house that we staff. And so we just keep growing and busting at the seams of all those buildings, and we really wanted to get, all of those departments back together. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, our lease is up on the land of our 1000 Lincoln building, and so we have to find another location for that for sure. But what we really start seeing is the departments get so separated, it makes it a lot more difficult for the consumers to kind of have a one-stop shop feel. They're having to go to all those different locations to receive those services. And so we really wanted to make that experience better for them. And with that comes some of the changes across the nation in mental health of really serving communities and making sure that we have a good, strong place to serve individuals and work with partners and have a lot more collaboration and networking throughout our locations.
Yeah, kind of like SOS did with their brand new building here to bring all of their branches of their tree into one separate location. Well, yeah, significant is $2.5 million. Do you have anything going towards, I think, children's programs, Amanda?
Yeah, so all but $75,000 of that gift from the Jones Testamentary is going to go into our children's programming So we've had a partnership with Jones for a long time, and they've always been very supportive and working with us. And they really believe in our total mission, but really like to see what we can help provide with the kids and the services we provide. And so, you know, they reach into several of our counties that we provide services for. And so we're really looking to expand our children's groups and have those available and have the opportunity for kids across those areas.
So I know we continue to ask you this, and what kind of timeline are you putting on creating and getting the Crosswinds campus, I think you're calling it?
Yep, so we have to be out of our Lincoln building in 2024, I think in May. And so we hope to pursue the other building and get it completed probably in the next 12 months to 15 months, and then we would start the construction on the Merchant Street building and have it completed in time to be out of our Lincoln building and have everybody moved. So it's a process. I get lots of questions about, are you in that Merchant Street building yet? We do have staff using it because we did need the space now, but we have not done any remodeling or reconstruction. And so we hope the whole project to be done early 2024.
Amanda, how close are you to finalizing that second building at this point? You mentioned Chi Omega, and that's really been, I think, in the picture and pretty much finalized for about 6 months now. How close are you to getting that second building taken care of and really fleshing out the full plan?
I'm hoping in the next month, and that's being generous. So I'm hoping it's going to be sooner than that. I don't have all those final details, but there is, you know, it had to be posted and have knowledge out in the community about the sale of the building and some of those things. And so we're waiting for that to finish up and close out and then some negotiations to happen.
Well, congratulations on the grants. That's outstanding to hear because we know how much great work Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness does here in and around the Emporia area. And it's obvious this money will be put to great use and will affect and help a great deal of folks here. Amanda, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate being on.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Amanda Cunningham, CEO, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Chuck?
All right, going through the rest of the live and local calendar here for today, and it's